listening to Seth Goldstein Reporting, a series on Anchor from Raging Chicken Press. Find us online at ragingchickenpress.org. Well, I'm back after some power outages here in Pennsylvania. I am back online, and here is what we're talking about right now. China votes to change its constitution. This is coming from Quartz. On Sunday, the National People's Congress will decide that it could keep Xi Jinping in power indefinitely. In 1982, a rule restricted presidential terms to 2 5-year stints. So essentially, Xi is now could be the dictator of China. Now, China is not known for being the most democratic or at all democratic country. But now they're looking to keeping their president forever and not hiding behind the auspices of free, quote-unquote, elections. Even Russia still makes Putin kind of re-up every so often. So, I'd like to know your thoughts. Post them in the voicemails. Also, North Korea and South Korea, they marched together in the regular Olympics, in the non-Special Olympics in South Korea last month. Now they can't decide on a unified flag again, so they're going to open separately. They're going to walk in separately to the Paralympics. It's a shame, because ultimately it'd be nice if they can get their differences sorted out and the Koreas could be unified, but I don't think I'm going to see that in my lifetime. So, you know, once again, post your thoughts. Love to hear them. Florida is defying the NRA a bit. They've just passed a bill, which is the first one to pass in the state in years. It fell short of what many students and educators have recently wanted, but it does impose a 3-day waiting period. You can't buy a gun until you're 21, and it's going to fund school police officers and mental health counselors in the school, and it's going to ban bump stocks and give law enforcement more power to commit people deemed as a threat. Now, that's all good. What it also does is it lets school teachers bring guns into school. And after all we saw happen in Georgia with the school teacher shooting at police from his room during his playing period, that's not necessarily the best idea. So it's like one step forward, 15 steps backwards, one step forward, 15 steps backward. I don't know what you guys think. I mean, I know it's a step in the right direction, but then they kind of do some silly stuff as well. Let me know what you think. Post them in the voicemails. Well, I didn't see this one coming. Apparently, Trump accepts invitation to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is going to happen in May. And according to the Washington Post, President Trump has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks at the end of May. And also, Kim has also committed to stopping nuclear and missile testing, even during joint military drills in South Korea next month. That's pretty impressive. Maybe this will hopefully go someplace. Hopefully Trump will be able to do this. I'm not very hopeful that Trump will put his foot in his mouth and make things get worse, but hopefully their talks and their egos can be checked and they can get stuff done. I feel better if they had someone who has more diplomatic experience, which is kind of sad that our president doesn't have that diplomatic experience, but someone who has diplomatic experience talk to Kim versus Mr. Trump. But I would like to know what you guys think. Post your thoughts in the voicemails. All right, guys, this has been been Seth Golson reporting for the Raging Chicken Press. That's it for now. Tune back soon and we'll have another podcast ready for you to go and listen to. If you like what I'm doing here and what we're doing on RagingChickenPress.org, please go to patreon.com/rcpress. That's patreon.com/rcpress.